Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 245. Today we're going to be talking about improving your habits using habit stacking. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have? So this week I wanted to talk about habit stacking. So I love trying to improve my habits or make new habits or create routines, all that kind of stuff. And I'm always trying out different methods and ways to improve them and things like that. So I thought that it would be fun to talk about habit stacking. I did talk about this probably about a year ago, but I just think it's something to kind of like, it's always good to kind of remind ourselves about these techniques because maybe sometimes we might try them and they might not work. And then maybe if we try them again, they work better, or we could take like little aspects of them, or, you know, just kind of re-motivate yourself on maybe some of the things you're trying to accomplish, you know, with improving your habits or your routines and things like that. So if you haven't heard of habit stacking is a method of forming a new habit by attaching it to a habit that you already have. So the idea is that it's easier to add like another action or activity to a habit that already has an established time or trigger. So it's something that you're kind of already doing in your daily life, and then you're just that's already a habit, and you're just like attaching another habit to it. So if you're interested in reading more about this type of habit building, I would suggest maybe checking out the book Tiny Habits by BJ Fogg or Atomic Habits by James Clear. I think Atomic Habits is where I read about this. I don't think I've read the book Tiny Habits. I don't recall. I feel like I feel like someone I know was telling me about Tiny Habits, and I happened to read Atomic Habits, and it all kind of seemed to tie in. So, but either way, both of those authors discuss this idea of habit stacking. So in order to start habit stacking, you first want to make a list of all the habits that you already have. And we often have many habits that we don't even think of as habits. Those could be things like brushing your teeth, taking a shower, getting dressed, making coffee, eating breakfast. Like, we don't always think about those as habits, but they are, because they're things that we just automatically do without thinking about them much. So if you really think about all the things you do each day without really thinking too much about, those are the habits that you want to use to try and build onto so that you can stack new habits along with them. So maybe once you kind of list out a few things that you think of that you just do automatically without ever thinking about it, maybe just pick one of those habits that makes the most sense to stack a new habit onto and use that for your basis to try and see if habit stacking works well for you. So an example of stacking a habit might be something like, when I eat lunch, I'll clean up my email box. Before I cook dinner, I'll take my vitamin. After the dishes are done, I'll read for 10 minutes. After I get out of bed in the morning, I will immediately make the bed. Or when I get into bed at night, I'll read for 20 minutes. Like, it's kind of anything like that, where you're going to specifically say, when I do this habit, I'm going to add this onto it. For me, one of the ones I gave as an example of was cleaning up the email inbox, because I would always kind of, a lot of times, like when I was at work, I would eat lunch and I would just kind of like, I don't know, just search for random things on the internet or whatever. And I was like, if I'm on the internet already anyway, I can check my email box, clean it up. And if I do that every day at lunch, I could keep it relatively organized instead of having like these ridiculous number of unread emails. So it's kind of like, okay, well, I eat lunch every day anyway. If I make it a habit that when I get my lunch and I sit down at my desk, the first thing I'm going to do is open up my email and clean it up. So it's kind of like taking that thing that's already a habit that you already do every day and adding on something new that you want to focus on and attaching it to that habit. And you want to make sure you know the reason why you are trying to add a new habit, just in general, whether you're doing habit stacking or for whatever reason you're trying to add a new habit. Often we talk about knowing your why with finances and things like that, but just in general, even with building new habits, like you want to make sure you know why you want to add a new habit and make sure that you're adding a habit because it's truly important to you and not just because it's something you think you should be doing. For example, say if everyone is trying to get in journaling time, it's like you hear like a lot of people talking about journaling and they're journaling at night or in the morning or whatever, but you don't really like writing, then don't try to create a journaling habit just because you've heard others are doing it. You want to make sure that any new habits that you're trying to add are things that are really important to you and not just things that you think you should be doing. If it's not something that's important to you just because it's important to other people, it's not something that you necessarily need to be doing. And you only have so much time for daily habits, so you want to make sure that you're using that time on things that are really important to you. So one suggestion as you're trying to build this new habit using habit stacking and attaching a habit to like a time or routine or you know a habit that you're already doing, one tip is to kind of also put it on your to-do list. Because even though you're attaching your habit to an already existing habit, you still might forget to do it at first. I know there's been many times when I'll tell myself, starting tomorrow, I'm going to do this new thing that I want to, like a new habit I want to create. And I'm super excited about it and I'm certain that I'm going to do it at that time. But then very often by time tomorrow comes, all that enthusiasm is gone and I have completely forgotten about it. So by putting it on your daily to-do list for a while, it can just be a good reminder so that you don't forget about trying to do that. Like for example, with the example of checking the emails, I might want to just write a little note on my to-do list, like clean up email box at lunch. You know, like identify what habit you were attaching it to and what it is you want to do. And then that way, if you do forget and it's on your to-do list, then you can write it down again tomorrow and eventually you'll remember, like when you're sitting down to eat lunch, oh, that's right, I was supposed to check my emails now. Or, you know, whatever you decide you're gonna try and attach a new habit to. You also wanna really try and just focus on one new habit at a time, because sometimes we can get all excited about starting new habits and we start coming up with all these great ideas about different things we could do. But the chances of success are very low if you try to add too many new habits at once. If you haven't been doing them all along, it's okay to take time building on your good habits. You just want to start small and just kind of expand on it over time, thinking progress over perfection. If you're adding one new small habit, you're still doing better today than you did yesterday. So no matter how small that new habit is, just acknowledge your success and really develop that habit and then go ahead and try and add another one. Because if you try and add too much, you're going to burn out and you could wind up giving up on the whole thing. So for example, if you do 0 push-ups right now, don't try and add a new habit of 20 push-ups a day. Maybe try and add a habit of 2 or 3. Like, I don't know, I'm trying to think like when you would maybe attach that to. Like after I, maybe brush my teeth, I'm going to walk out into the living room and do 3 push-ups. You know, something like that. Like you don't want to make it too difficult to achieve. You just want to keep it small. And then if you do build the habit where you do 2 or 3 every time you brush your teeth, I don't know if that's the greatest example, but you know what I mean. Then maybe you say, okay, now I'm going to make it 5, and you could build it over time. If you want to drink 6 glasses of water a day and you currently don't drink much water at all, then maybe try for 2 glasses. And once you build that habit, you can build on it. So just try and do it in smaller, smaller chunks so that you don't feel like it's not doable. Like you want to make it so easy and doable that you can build it into a habit and then you can build on it. The more important part is creating the habit than how like how much of the habit you're doing. You want to build the habit so that you automatically go to do that each day, and then you can improve on it from there. So a couple of other tips to try and stick to building your new habits. There's going to be times when you might not be able to complete your new habit just because things come up or you forgot or whatever, but try really hard not to let yourself miss 2 days in a row, because they say that if you miss more than 2 days in a row, you're going to lose momentum and it'll make it easier for you to continue to skip other days. You can try doing like a daily streak to try and, you know, make yourself want to keep continuing that streak. But my only suggestion with that is that, and it depends on the person, like for me, there was times when I would use a habit tracker app, and I do still use it, but I'm using it in a different way. So I used to try and do it where it had to be a streak, like 100% every single day I did this. And if I missed a day, then it'd be like, oh, well, that's over with. And I would completely give up, which is ridiculous. But that's kind of how I felt. Like if I lost my streak, then I was just like, oh, well, that's over with. But now what I've been doing is I'm trying to maintain a certain percentage of time of doing whatever habit I'm trying to work on. So like, for example, the app that I use tells me, you know, you've completed this 90% of the time or something like that. So I'm trying to like establish a percentage of time so that at least if I do miss, I can see where I'm at, and I'll try and make sure I do it enough times in a row after that to get it back up. But overall, I just want to average out. I don't want to stick myself with like, if I don't do the streak, then I lose, because then I tend to just feel like, oh, I'm just not even going to try now because I didn't maintain the streak. I'm sure there's many of you that are not like that, but that was something that I was having a hard time with, that if I broke the streak, then it was kind of over. So maybe if you're going to do like a streak type system, you give yourself some wiggle room to do like a percentage of the time and not necessarily have to be like every single day. Also, you don't want to try stacking on a new habit until the previous one you added has truly become a habit that you no longer have to think about. It's really just going back to that starting small. You want to get your first habit that you stacked to be like, you don't even think about it anymore, just like brushing your teeth or whatever else you're doing every day. Say if you were doing like the weird example I gave of brushing your teeth and then doing 2 push-ups, you want it to get to the point where you're just like, every day I brush my teeth and do 2 push-ups. Like, you don't think about it. That's your habit. That's what you do. At that point, then if there's another habit you want to add on, you would try doing it at that point. But you don't want to try and stack on too many, because then it just gets confusing and then it just be overwhelming, and you just want to build it slowly. One other tip for trying to stick to your new habits that you're trying to stack is to tell someone about the new habit that you're working on. That's just like with anything. It's really just having an accountability partner. If someone else knows that you're doing this, it can help you stay committed. If someone else knows that you're trying to do it. And sometimes even just like, especially if it's someone in your house, like if you tell someone, oh, every day I'm going to do this after I do this activity, you might feel more obligated. It depends on your personality, but you might feel more obligated to want to do that so that they see that you're doing what you said you were going to do. So sometimes it helps to tell others. But that's all I have to really say about habit stacking. I just think it's a really neat idea, and it can definitely help build new habits that you're trying to create into your daily routine. So that's it for today. Don't forget, you can email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find blog posts for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/thelowlessfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see you're listening. Also, if you could please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. That is what helps expand the audience of the show. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day.